This year, I am finally eligible to vote for the President of the United States of America. And man, what an election. Just look at the candidates, Clinton, Obama, and McCain. It is more than certain a monumental change is on the horizon. I know this election will define the political identity of my generation, no matter who wins. The elections of 2004 were a mockery. I was 16, too young to vote, and you couldn't interest me in that election even if you held a gun to my head. Entertainment mogul Sean P. Diddy Combs attempted to do just that by heavily endorsing the Vote or Die movement. It was all a part of the effort to get more young voters to pay attention to electoral politics. Many people I know who were of voting age at that time didn't vote. They didn't die either. They're still around. And even more impressive, this time around, they're interested in politics. My friends naturally hold conversations about the latest debates, polls, and news stories. Past generations of young African Americans like myself have fallen into the classic claims that one vote isn't going to change anything. We often use it as an excuse to boycott the process. But this election cycle, my generation is nipping that notion in the bud. What excites me about this election is more than the prospect of witnessing either the first African American or female president. It's bearing witness to the first generation of the information age completely engulfed in the process of electoral politics. As college and high school students alike get involved in politics at a young age, I see a future where citizens realize and assert their political power long before they turn old and gray. With the perspective, I'm Pendarvis Harshaw.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.